The Sun Snatchers by Steve Cole. This book is produced by RNIB.
RNIB, supporting blind and partially sighted people.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Astrosaurs, The Sun Snatchers, by Steve Cole, read by Toby Longworth. Chapter 1. The Disappearing Sun. The spaceship soared through the purple skies like a silver egg hurled by a giant. Over yellow fields and deep green mountains it raced, glinting in the light of two huge suns. It was the DSS Sauropod, finest in the fleet of the Dinosaur Space Service. And it was going faster than it had ever gone before.
Get ready for landing!
The warning screech of the alarmed pterosaur echoed through the sauropod.
Landing on planet Horn in 60 seconds! Squawk!
About time, too, cried Captain Teg Stegosaur, ready to charge from his ship the moment they landed. He peered out through a porthole. Far below, the native woolly rhinos were tending their buttercup fields, and Teg's tummy rumbled loud enough to shake the corridor. Buttercups were the tastiest treats in the entire Jurassic Quadrant, and Teggs was always as hungry for food as he was for adventure. "Doesn't look like there's a terrible emergency here," Teggs said in surprise. "I wonder why Admiral Rosso called us so urgently." Rosso was the crusty old Barosaurus in charge of the DSS. Only hours earlier he had summoned the sauropod to Horn on a double-triple-mega-red-crimson-super-scarlet alert, and Teggs knew that alerts...